Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 5 of the SweatNet Strong Women podcast, where we share stories of amazing women living in our communities. I'm your host, Seal, and today we have Lauren Wilson, aka Lolo. She is a master trainer for Cycle Bar, a mom, and describes herself as the girl next door health enthusiast who approaches life with a Nirvana mindset. And personally, I'm inspired by your 2020 mantra, which is be the moment. This is only the beginning of your story. Welcome to the show, Lolo.
Thank you, Seal, so much. I'm so honored to sit here with you. And as I've previously said to you before, I love what you are doing with SweatNet and this Strong Women podcast and just how you stand in our community and you lead us. So thank you for inviting me to sit down with you today.
No, it's a privilege to sit with you as well. Like each woman that I'm meeting with and having these conversations inspire me and motivate me. And I'm so excited to sit with you and have this conversation today, because I know that you're going to inspire a lot of women out there.
Hopefully.
So we have
to, pressure is on. Uh-oh.
Okay. So we have to start with, where did you get the name Lolo from?
Right. Okay. Well, as a kid, that was my nickname on the sports field, or if I was playing basketball. So usually it was, you know, family or close friends or teammates who would call me Lolo, but I wasn't known as Lolo in the classroom or on the street, to say that. But really, it made its debut again when I came on to the boutique fitness scene, teaching Rhythm Cycle down in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, the lovely days of learning the hashtag and how to use Instagram back in the day. And I would hashtag ride with Lolo. And then it changed, you know, they changed my name from Lauren to Lolo on the schedule. And then it just became, you know, everybody calls me by Lolo. And so if somebody calls me by Lauren, it's usually I'm in trouble or it's something serious.
So. I was going to say, because when I looked up, I know you as Lolo, so I looked up your Instagram and I was like, oh, Lauren. I was like, oh, okay. So I got to know about this nickname. Yeah. But I think of nothing but good vibes when I hear it. Like it's automatic. Yeah, it's automatic. Okay, so let's talk about fitness and talk about your career and where it started. So where was your first fitness job and what was it?
Yes. Okay, well, hopefully I can get a laugh or two out there, because that always makes you feel good. But I like to say that my big break in fitness came. I was 16 years old. It was 1996. I was in high school out in Southern California, and it was time for me to get a job. And I've always been passionate about health and wellness. And sure enough, LA Fitness hired me to work childcare. So, but really, I mean, that was my big break. I wanted to get a free gym membership, but I also thought this is my way to get in my first step into the world of fitness at 16. You know, back then there wasn't boutique fitness around, or, you know, you were very limited. You were going more to the big box gyms to get some exposure or experience. And, if we're getting from a technical standpoint, that was my first fitness job.
Which says a lot, because you're right. Fitness, and it's always interesting when you talk to people that have been in fitness for more than 20 years, like going way back when it wasn't cool, you know, it wasn't popular, and like what you did just to get around it and to be around people that were in it.
Yes. And I can remember times like, I got very into nutrition in school when I was, I think it was 15 years old, when I started noticing a food label. And it was curiosity. And I remember my parents had Diet Cokes, and my dad used to drink them a lot. And I was curious, oh, wow, there's zero calories. Okay, why? And it just... And I've always loved athletics, but I can remember in high school telling people, you know, I want to either work in nutrition or I want to help people pursue outlets to help benefit their health. And then it snowballed from there. So
that's awesome. Like I'm the same way. Like it started for me young, like when I was a teenager, And so, you know, it just stays, I think once you start out that way, like you stay on that track. You may go different, you know, different paths or take different routes, but you always like health and fitness is just always like a centerpiece of who we are.
Right. Isn't it interesting though, to reflect, Seal, and think about, can you imagine the impact of right now where the industry is, if it were to be in that, in this realm when you were in your teens looking to pursue, it would almost be harder, I feel, of like, what route do I go? Because there is just so much out there and so many opportunities. So it's exciting, but with more opportunities takes a little bit more discipline and work and just figuring out what you can do.
Yeah, I think it would be overwhelming.
Because when you're overwhelmed, then you're paralyzed and you're like, there's just too much out there. I just don't even know what step to take.
Right, which is the right one.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
For me, it was like, well, LA Fitness is offering you a child. You get to work in the daycare and you can be sick for 6 months. Let's go to it.
Let's start with that.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
Right.
Okay. So I want to kind of fast forward a little bit. So I've been on your Instagram and I've seen like pictures, and I always love that because it really tells you a story about somebody. Like you start to see posts and it kind of reveals a little bit more about who you are. And so I noticed a photo, specifically one, there was, you had a swim cap on there and it said Ironman 2015. So I had to kind of backtrack a little bit to figure out what that was all about. And I found the photo of where you were being congratulated for being in the top 5% as an Ironman athlete silver status in 2014. So I just wanted to kind of have you like take us through that piece of your life and, you know, what all happened there.
It almost feels like a lifetime ago because I was a former competitive age group triathlete. So what does all those words mean? It means I really liked the sport of triathlon and I was, you know, pretty good at it. I was better at what we call the middle distance triathlons, which are half Ironmans. It's 70.3, but in 2015, I finally did a full Ironman. And it was sort of, I guess, the pinnacle of that era in my life of where I had the time and the resources to dedicate so much to the sport of triathlon to get out of it what I wanted. And I then was making a transition to where, okay, I've achieved what I wanted to achieve and now it's time to go on to the next item. So, but to get, you know, the lovely sport of triathlon has a lot of accolades and they have a way of roping people in. So because you get a lot of type A's that compete in the sport, very dedicated. I mean, I think you get type A's in every discipline of business, but in the sport of triathlon in particular, they always kind of dangle a carrot to keep you invested. So I would actually say the height of my triathlon career, if you could call it that, came in 2013 when I was ranked number one in the state of South Carolina. And then 2014, I went to the world championships in the half Ironman. And then by 2015, I was because of the participation in that half Ironman world championships, I then qualified as a top 5% triathlete. So, and I finished it out at Ironman Arizona in November of 2015. And it was a great, to finish a race that I previously had never done that distance. So it was good to say, okay, check the box. Now moving on to the next.
That must have been the training alone and the process of that must have been really intense. You know, going through that, and like you said, you close that chapter, you move on to the next. But how is that, like, how is training for that or being a part of that for that period of time, how has that affected you now as a person?
Right. I think looking back, I've always mirrored or tried to have a marriage between my personal endeavors with fitness and my professional endeavors within health and wellness. So over the years, I've always dedicated myself to various practices within fitness. And like, for example, before I was a triathlete, I was a marathon runner, and I wanted to learn that as best as I could, and so that discipline. But I tend to do things in 5-year increments. And so with the sport of triathlon, what I loved about it is there's variety within it. So you have swim, bike, and run. And it takes a lot of time and dedication, but it's always up to what you want to get out of it. You know, as far as what you put in aligning with what you want to get, and then seeing how it adds up, and does it complement the work that you're doing from a professional standpoint. And that's where it started to, it was just, I wasn't getting the joy anymore. And I felt like I had learned enough lessons from my personal experience in that sport that I could then help clients or my businesses in my professional endeavors within health and wellness. So if that's a long-winded, I don't even know if I answered the question.
No, you did. I think it's awesome. I think you answered it exactly what I was looking for. Because I think that everything that we do, whether it's a sport or anything that we train for, I think that does, that helps us and gives us perspective and doing, you know, to our personal side or business side. So kind of, since we're already on this gear of, or this track talking about fitness and career, what's next for you? Do you have, you know, so you're 40.
Right.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to the club. We love that. 40. You're a mom.
Yep. Yep.
And you've competed, you've done all these things, you're a master trainer for Cycle Bar. What's next for you? Do you have something in mind
that is such a great question. And the short answer is yes, I have a lot in mind. And going back to my mantra of be the moment, this is only the beginning. I've always felt that I've done a good job of really trying to take in and be the moment. But when you add a child to the mix, you get a much different perspective of, and time flies. Like, Seal, I cannot believe you have a 21-year-old son. We were talking about this previously, but time flies by. So as far as with my career and what I see, my greatest purpose and passion, I feel like I finally align the two, but I want to continue to show up to that. And that is helping people become the best version of themselves and living a life that gives them that sense of purpose. Because I think it's one thing to say, oh, I am so passionate about this, or like, I love cycling, and I'm passionate about cycling. It's like, well, that's great, but without purpose, you're not going to go as far as you can. And so it's just the bigger things that I see for myself are reaching more people. I have worked with thousands of people over the last 2 decades, but I want to continue on that path. And I love to dream big. And especially with the help of you and what you do with your platforms of Be Amazing, like, that to me speaks volumes. And dream big and achieve big, and don't settle and stop. So that's, I won't get into too many details of what I'm going to do, but yes, I do. I still will continue to work with Cycle Bar and the education department, but I'm also pursuing coaching on another level, where to just help people show up their best in life.
I love that. Like, that's why there's this immediate connection. And it's like, as soon as I read, like I told you today, like as soon as I saw what your mantra was, like, oh my gosh, like, this is so like in line with what I'm doing with Be Amazing, but what we're doing with this podcast and aligning women, because we need that support for one another to show up. and we need that support to go big or go home, but we're going to go big. So I'm so excited that you're on here and you're sharing this, because it's deep what you're talking about. Like,
yes,
it's not, I mean, fitness can get really shallow and it can be a very shallow thing, but there's so much more.
Right.
Right. And
I think we find balance between, hey, if some people just want to do fitness as a pastime, you go for it, or it makes you feel good. You know, not everybody has to find their life's purpose within the fitness umbrella of health and wellness. But for me, and I think for you, it's always just resonated and been something within ourselves, and we can't help but want to make a difference using that platform to share a larger message and help our community.
Perfectly said, because I know how much fitness in my life has helped me through some of the toughest times. Like, that was my go-to. And so, yeah, I totally am right there with you.
And girl, amen to that, because I was going to say that's even what the sport, or almost every sport has taught me of, you know, your body is so strong, but your mind is stronger. And, you know, if you condition the mind and what you can do, and then it's just focusing, like with the sport of triathlon, the greatest lesson I ever learned was, yes, you need to have an outcome goal, but it's the process goal, the day-to-day, the ticking away, that is going to help get you to your outcome. Because you can't control the outcome, but you can control the process and what you do on the day to day. So the process and the performance goals are what help set you up to achieve the outcome that is technically out of your control. So
that, I mean, that's it. And to me, I find more gratification personally in the process than the hour on stage or crossing a finish line. It's the training. It's all of that.
You see me nodding my head. I'm like, hey, yeah, I want to like get up and like start pounding. Like, yes, that's it. Like folk, because I think that's what paralyzes people. And like speaking to the moment we're in right now, you know, we have two pandemics going on. You have COVID-19, and then we have this beautiful, unbelievable, unprecedented time in history with social injustice and systemic racism, and it can be paralyzing when you think of the outcome that you're trying to achieve within our community, within ourselves, within society as a whole. If you only are thinking of the outcome, it's going to paralyze you with fear, and then you're not able to make those small choices or do that active listening or reach out to a Black friend and have an uncomfortable conversation so that you can learn more about it. So sorry, I kind of digress, but just to touch on that topic of the moment. So
no, it's very important. And I think that's probably the coolest thing that we're seeing is the movement and being a part of the movement and not being afraid to speak up and not being afraid to have conversations. And I agree with you, uncomfortable conversations, but just coming together, and they're starting to see unity, and you know, we are all pulling together and truly creating community.
Yes, yes. And you are, I feel like you are a leading expert in that, on how to create community. Like, you lead by example. So you go, girl.
Well, thank you. Community is my heart. Like, it's always been that. And I know you feel the same way. Like, people see on Instagram and Facebook and social media, and you know, and so you want there to be some, like, you see images and all of that, but you want people to know what your heart is and what your truth and what your purpose is. And so that's my heart, and I know that that's part of my purpose is the whole community piece. So the fact that you see that without us really having to talk much about it, like, that says a lot. I really appreciate that.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Well, I'm going to steer us to a little bit different direction now, because yeah. Girl, you all about throwing some shine, and I want to know what throw shine is.
No, well, In its simplest format, throwing shine is the opposite of throwing shade. So my bestie and I, my boo, she's also a senior master instructor at Psycho Bar. Her name is Jules Downs. But we coined the term a couple years ago because essentially that's our job within Psycho Bar. We throw shine, which means we highlight the good. We actively seek out to notice the good in people, places, things. And it's not, you know, I've had conversations with you, Seal. It's not to say that we only see rainbows and butterflies. Like, we're real. We know people can have crappy days, but we choose to illuminate the good within someone. Because I think when you illuminate the good, then you see the good, you feel the good, and then you spread the good and become part of the good. So that's essentially throw and shine.
You'll throw shine my way, sister.
Yeah. I put my lasers out, my little light.
Because I'll take it. Yeah. I think that, to me, that's like, we all need more of that. Like, everybody needs that. And so you guys, where's your podcast?
It's on, available on Spotify. It's out on Spotify. So if you look up Throwing Shine, it'll come up. And we also have, you know, you're only official if you have an Instagram. So throwing.shine is our Instagram handle. We're starting out, you know, but you got to start somewhere. And I love this time, this unique time has offered such self-reflection. And one of my favorite quotes is, the key, self-reflection is the key to self-actualization. So I think it's just fun to be able to put things into motion. And that's like with throwing shine, where we're spreading it to make it official. So
I love it. Well, we're bringing this to a close, and I want to just ask you one last thing. Is there anything on your heart that you would like to share? And it doesn't have to be about fitness, but if there was just something else that you wanted to share with our listeners.
Oh, thanks for that. I think, and I've already said this a few times, but I would encourage everybody to really embrace this unique opportunity we have in history to do a little self-reflecting on themselves and really pause and take into account what matters to them. And I think work on interpersonal skills as well as intrapersonal skills. So, you know, active listening and the courage to seek change, because we have to actively show up both in our lives personally as well as in our community to see the difference that we want. So I encourage people, you know, don't be afraid to hold up the mirror and ask yourself some tough questions and be honest and open with yourself, and then reach out to others and ask how they have been doing.
Well, thank you so much for being here and just this great conversation. There was so much in it, and I'm excited to share this one and look forward to more conversations with you.
Yes. I hope we run into each other at the Whitewater Center.
Oh, for sure. You know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, of course. And we'll wave to people. We throw shine when the mountain biker passes us.
That's right.
Okay?
We'll that's throw all kinds of shine. So where can they find you, Lolo, on Instagram and Facebook?
On Instagram, I am at Lolo M. Wilson. And on Facebook, it's Lauren M. Wilson. There's a few Lauren Wilsons out there, so you might surprise yourself. Gotta have that M.
Oh, you gotta have the M. Don't forget the M.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of this. And I thank you again for joining us, tuning in to SweatNet Strong Women Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to share it, like it. Tell your friends about it. You can find more information about SweatNet on the sweatnet.com website or Instagram at SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. I will be hosting the Be Amazing Weekend here in Charlotte on October 16th and 17th. To learn more about the event, how you can be part of it, how you can participate, Go to beamazingweekend.com, and you can also follow us at the Be Amazing Weekend Facebook page and Instagram. Tune in next week for our next episode of the SweatNet Strong Women podcast.
Yes.